A petite potato is putting Garfield County in the scientific spotlight this week. That's where Utah researchers say they've found evidence of the earliest use of wild spuds in North America. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
A few years ago, archaeologist Lisbeth Lutterbeck was studying what ancient people ate when they lived in Escalante's canyons. When she discovered microscopic food particles on a grinding tool called a mano, she was stumped, then intrigued. Tubers generally don't survive the archaeological record, so Lauterbeck thought to herself,
this is a new food resource that archaeologists didn't know about, and now I've got to figure out what it is.
Red Butte Garden botanist Bruce Pavlik was also on the project.
It just came down to doing a lot of walking around, climbing some cliffs, driving endlessly down dirt roads, again trying to imagine, well, if that plant is around somewhere, where would it like to grow?
Pavlik is married to Lauterbeck, and they were scouting together when they first spotted the dainty plants shaded under sagebrush. Now they're telling their story in a scientific journal, how people of the Four Corners region have had these potatoes on their menu for 11,000 years.
That was a huge discovery and actually a huge validation for us to find it still growing, especially so close to the archaeological site.
The cliffside shelter had been used by ancestors of Hopi, Zuni, and Paiute Indians, and Mormon settlers who moved in later also ate the small spuds. Now they grow wild on land where Joette Marie Rex and her husband host tourists, and she imagines a day when they're on the guest menu at the B&B.
Food connects people, period. So the fact that we would have food that comes from such an ancient source is really a powerful connection in my mind.
The prehistoric potatoes tend to be smaller than golf balls, and they're genetically distinct from grocery store varieties. The researchers say they also have a future because they're tasty and super nutritious. Judy Fays, KUER News.